Download some online, Josh. We'll be the judge of that. Well, he used to go to school, uphill both ways during a blizzard. In Denver. Dang. Yeah. Colorado's crazy because it snows like for 6 months of the year, but then it'll be 60 degrees, from what I've heard. Crikey. I dabble. He kind of made a bit of a leap in word sounds. Wait, did he just call me effeminate? Oh. Oh. Well, Craig would know, right? I really enjoyed the cat conversation. Well, was a nice twist. Oh, yeah, because there's other humans in the background, too. Yeah, true. Cool. What did we do? All right, let me see what I could do. I believe we began at the Belvedere Information Center. That's the word that I wanted but wasn't arriving. So we researched a couple things, including big booty bears. Didn't find any, but we learned a couple things. We learned that Sir Arctos is a major anomaly and a very interesting piece. We learned about some other strange happenings along the timeline of Ember Calls arising. Including a couple months ago, some other fire-related cults that kind of burned out quick. We also learned about a Strider that just kind of started singing and then disappeared. And then we talked to Anai and Anak. And we told them to kill our rivals. And then we had a really smooth move where we went and met with the Arc Mechanic as art dealers without having any art to deal. And he wasn't really interested in our empty pockets and bags. So he sent us packing. That's true. Yes. He was jacked in. I've not seen it. I think we need to go to the museum. No. I'm on it. I think we'll be all right. I got a critical 31. Guys, I had a feeling we might need to go to a museum, so I looked a couple up earlier. Yeah. Gives Sir Arctos. Yeah. Amazing. It's his first day. He has a permission slip. Oh, practicing the horde rules with the children. I see. He's an exchange student. Damn, that one kid sustained an eye injury at some point. Unless they have wealthy parents. Course, of course. This guy is a problem for sure. Oh. I tried to roll a crafting check. Did it happen? Actually? I didn't even show up on my screen. Oh. This guy's a problem. The Sinister Six. What was I going to ask? Let me look at my notes. These are all paintings of the medium that we're interested in. Yeah. No. Josh, in giving her spiel, does she ever mention any previous like heists or major events where art was like stolen or like things got destroyed even? I'm interested in two of these artists, namely because they're the only two that are single name, that being Estanian and Hassoun. Are those names from cultures where people don't typically have like two names, or like what's going on there? Shoot, if you'll let me, I'll do it. Incredible. 31. Okay. Is that one on the lower end of these paintings? Wow. Understood. This guy's a knower, that's for sure. No, I mean Kellum Quinn is a knower. But he is a contemporary artist. Wow. Okay. Well, this is all interesting and good to know. I'm content. So, what if anybody else wants anything? Yes. Well, I'm not going to speak on. Is the sculpture World Branch, or is there another piece? Does it look scientifically accurate in any way? Oh. Did you guys see it teeter on the 19, or is it a different role for everybody? Well, yeah. Well, I do have two mythic points because I did the recap. If I've got two, you might as well use one. Oh, there's the 19. Right. Do I find it at all insightful or educational? This guy's a knower too. All right. You guys want to head out of here for now, or? Oh man, we asked a lot of that woman. I'll give her a little tip. She gets a gold piece. Arctos asked a lot of questions. Very interesting. He's heavy. I'm not sure you can hold your arm up. So, my ideal, you guys, which, and this is, adds more layers of complication because it requires more knowledge. But what I'd love to do is steal from like a shady underground art dealer. Someone who's, through ill-gotten means. But we'd have to find one to be able to do that. It was 20 years ago, which is a long time, but they could still be here. I mean, we could go back to the. Oh, yeah, go ahead. I do think the Quinn would be sufficient after seeing his other piece and its price tag. Now, is he going to be happy to part with something that's worth at least probably 50,000 gold? Yes, right. Right, especially someone who you trust and trusts you, right? I've been talking about going to see the Velvet Mark. I feel like just the name of their organization makes me think that they get involved in some upper class underbelly. Yeah. And it won't be the last one you hear today. Oh, geez. They gave us a note of like a contact to mention. And I'll look to see if I have that written down somewhere. Cosimo? We do have a pretty nice car. I like Major. That's crazy. That sounds like that could be in jeopardy too, right? I mean, if he's not back, he's not back, right? So we're going to have to learn how to detect that kind of manipulation. More the merrier. I agree. He's awakened. I believe that. For the record, I believe that. Oh, God. Oh. Depends on the DC of the check. Yeah, it's tough to say because it's going to be really embarrassing if we show up a day later and he's still not happy with us. Or it would at least feel like we're pandering to him, right? Like, oh, you like heart stuff, don't you? Uh-oh. Of course, Sir Arctos. Guys, Anakin and I need our help. Well, our trunk is like magical. they'll never find the art. Yeah, it might. I think maybe let's bring it home to iconoclasm. We just need to make sure these things are safe. And I believe there's already a lock on the door. So probably that'll be okay. Where's a hold? This is just ridiculous. Where's Elias? Hi, Elias. How are you doing today? Oh, what? Right. Okay. What was your plan for like the evening? So you'll mostly be here in this room. Yeah, that's a great point. And you don't typically let anybody in here. Okay, so if we left a couple of things in here that we really didn't want anyone to take, you would know if somebody took it. You have to be gentle. You know how that person was not gentle with the spear and now it's damaged? These would have to be treated with extreme caution because, similar to this spear, they would lose a lot of their integrity if they were damaged. Yeah, I think that would be fine. Yeah. Indeed. Yeah, well, if he'll be here, that's fine. You lock it when you're not around. Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. Oh no, that's worse. Why would you say that? Twenty-three for the occultism. He seems fine. Can I get a bird's eye view? Right, I forget his modifier, so let me find it. I'm seeing nine. Maybe he didn't level up properly. Twenty-two. It's very hot in there, guys. Mostly we looked at art. Seeing art from Rayleon, it was kind of crazy, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, pretty high, 'cause like why is it so warm inside? Yeah, we gotta find a kind of discreet way to get in. You guys think there's any underground sewer connection? Strange. Cuckoo ca-choo. Not really planning on it. No, this is one of the other people in the museum. I was tacking this guy up here with the He's fine. Yeah, what is that from? Oh, the Blazing Banner. Oh, he's blue. Is it because of invisible? Well, I need to know a little bit about them before I just open fire. But what if these people are just like child factory workers? Oh, did they look like this, Josh? Oh, okay.
Would that have?
Can you just add one to my number? Is that a thing you could do? I didn't roll. Did I just do a regular perception roll? Jeez. Nothing, but in my brain, I thought I did something. No, you guys are right. I did not do a damn thing. I don't know what just happened. They're still so far away from me. What range does this have? No, this one guy. Do I have line of sight on Pusk One, or is he covered by shrubbery? All right, I believe I can hit him with my telekinetic projectile. Yeah, I have 60 feet because of my psychicness. So he's just within range. Should I amp that? Yeah, I guess we'll heighten it. Why not? I feel like I have such a low to hit. Oh, all right. There's not a critical option. Sick. Not very high numbers on those D6s, which is tough. All right. In my. Yeah, well, what are you gonna do? In my immediate surroundings, can you tell me about this position here and what's going on with this machinery? Is this like a raised thing? No. I just want to go there. Yeah, I kind of kneel, crouch down low to the ground, and put my hands down, like palms down, and you see there's like a little bit of a shimmering of the air there. And then there's a little like snap sound, and I push up, and I fly into the air and land here. We use soaring flight. And then with my third action, is there a range limit on like recall knowledge checks? Who can I see from my current position? Oh, we're doing a recall knowledge on Spartleby. Yeah, you called that hard. You called that real hard. Let's go. Oh, all right. That doesn't have a roll option. I just have to roll a check. Pretty good. Whoa. I want to know his immunities and his lowest save. Okay, it was immune to acid, and then did you say he was weak to something? All right, very good. That's my turn, three actions. Son of a bee. No. Yeah, so I'm trying to make this work logically. I'm surrounded by darkness. I feel like first thing I'm doing is checking, my immediate vicinity. Does my head happen to put, I'm right on the edge. And so How high up is it to the next platform up there? Okay, I can, I do, I am able to fly up to there, if that's all right with you. So, why am I gone again? We'll do a soaring flight, which gives me 20 feet of fly speed. So I will end up here. What is happening? Oh, I still have him targeted. Oh, they're 40 feet away. That's so annoying. Right. So, and I can't see Pusk One, right? There's darkness interposing, or yeah. All right. I don't want to unleash Psyche yet because I can't really do anything great this round. So I'm just gonna send a regular telekinetic projectile at Myokdan 2. That guy is so funny. I got a critical hit, allegedly. So, it's not going to be as much damage as the last one because I didn't amp. Oh, I rolled again. Let me click roll damage. Don't count that. Another low roll. What is happening? All right, well, it's 18. I just shield, I think, with my last this is not good. Who? He's not supposed to be able to do that. He's just a bug. He's just a bug. Bruh. Oh. Ah. Indeed. These guys should not be allowed to do these things. They're too ugly to be spellcasters. I succeeded on that. They should not be allowed to do these things if that's a success. Oh my God. To doing all my things. Is that max damage? Oh my God. Oh. He remembers his performance as, oh. Incredible. Yeah, it's kind of annoying being up here, not gonna lie. Big, huge for the program, huge for the program. Okay, so riddle me this, Josh. Is there any elevation difference between where Johnny and I are currently standing and the top of this machine over here? Okay. Now, this is unfortunate because not the height. The height's fine. What's unfortunate is it's 25 feet away from me, and my fly speed is only 20 feet. So, oh. How did the Meoctin get up there? Oh. Well, I think I just have to use two actions. All right, well, that's what we're going to do because I only need one action for my last thing. Before all that, I unleash Psyche. And then I get a little run and I have to switch to that. I do a little run and then jump off, kind of put my arms out and glide a little bit down to the, lower platform here. And I'm going to amp a telekinetic rend. So I make 2 5-foot bursts. And I'll put one of them in between the two Meoctan and two one underneath the two Pusk. And so they all need to make this fort save. Fantastic. So we'll roll damage. Twenty-one points. Sick. Indeed. I'm not frightened anymore, right? Hmm. I can fly a little bit, and I'm using it to my advantage. Gosh darn it. Ouch. He don't gotta eat. If we were to take him prisoner, we wouldn't have to feed him. So, what is the interplay between darkness and dark vision in this game? So, is darkness not as strong of a spell in this game as 5e? I see. Pull forth the new bones. Right. He's not an idiot. Right. Oh my God, you psychopath. I guess we just send a projectile at him and hope it hits. No, I should make him make a save, shouldn't I? I need a moment to ponder. No, that's an attack. All right, I don't know if this will work. That's probably not going to kill him, but I'm going to cast Phantom Pain on him. Whoa. That's tough. We will send a sty burst his way. And we will make it a normal Psyburst with a reflex save. All right. Yeah. Geez, I guess we fly back over. That's it. Darn it. Yeah, but I don't know it. So I have low light vision, so I don't know what's going on in there at all. Is that right? So, if I wanted to drop a spell in their area, how do I go about that? Would that also be the same kind of check? Yeah. All right, I'm gonna roll this d20. Amazing. And I'm gonna put it in an optimal spot if you're gonna let me put it in an optimal spot. I have a 10-foot burst. Oh no, I can't hit them both without hitting Benny. I can hit them both if I hit you. When I click the button for place 10-foot burst. Down there? If I put mine down, are you able to move it around? All right, I'm going to put it down here. And I don't think that I can do that. Yeah, I'll just go for Spartleby. That's fine. No, we'll do just Spartleby, please. It is going to persist, so I'm going to place it. Can you put it one to the right? Yeah, that's where I want it. Okay. Indeed. So we're casting an animated assault, and things in the area start flying into the air and all around, all over the place, and he needs to make a reflex save. Yeah. And the bones are their money. That is from I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. So he's going to take half damage. He's going to take 7 points. And then I, oh my God. And then if I want to hit him with a Psy Burst, I have to make another check. I have to get closer first. Yeah, I think that backwards. I mean, it is working out okay. You were blocking him off. All right, so here's my check to the target. Okay. Now, I learned earlier that his will is his lowest save, but he's got some kind of resistance. Now, is there a magic tag, or is that just a very like blanket term? Okay. I think I'm still gonna make it a will save. So if I send this out, how do I do that? Oh, okay. You can just click the mind shift version down there. Oh, he's not going to take any damage from this Psy Burst. My turn ends.
guy's the worst. Whoa. Yeah. That's way too far from now for me to think about. Of what month? Let's just stick with next week. Let's just play next week and see what happens. That's playtest material. It's not official release, so I'm not going to allow it in my. I think that the problem is it's kind of hard to come up with a unique like flavor for a class. Yeah, like make more feats, right? Right, the Daredevil feels like it's almost a rogue to me. Right. Right. Indeed. Good night.